If you've ever put an entire Jell-O pudding cup in your butt before you come, but you've welcome to the Brohio Podcast. I'm one half of the Brohio Podcast. I'm the delicious Nickalicious. Welcome to the show, guys.
And I'm number two, sitting in the creamiest cream spot of them all. I'm with Rob Dog here with my best buddy. How's everyone doing?
Probably wondering why it feels like that. It's because I did that before you came. I cream corned all over that goddamn thing.
I appreciate it.
I sat down. I said, "Oh, Rob Dog coming over," and I chunked all over it, dude.
Oh man,
made a mess all over it.
I'm not gonna complain.
First order of business, the 31-year playoff drought is over. We finally won a goddamn game.
Finally.
Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, the Bengals won a playoff game, and it's one of the happiest moments of my entire life.
You're live in person.
I was there with my brother. We hugged so tight and jumped up and down. I've started trying to put his legs around my waist so I could jump like that and just start corn dogging him, but he wasn't having any part of it. I said, He said, let's keep this completely straight. Let's not be weird about it. That was probably top three moments of my entire life being there for that, man.
We were. I watched the first half of it at the house and then the second half of it at my son's indoor soccer game.
Yeah.
There wasn't the last, I would say probably the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, there wasn't one male in that place paying attention to the soccer games. Yeah. We were all gathered around the TVs.
When the Raiders started driving, I started to cry, dude. I said, "It's happening to us again." I thought we were about to lose.
Yeah, man.
They pulled it out. It was cool. I know you guys, not everyone likes football, but a lot of people reached out and said, "Nick, man, congratulations." So they know that it means a lot to me. Thanks for the people that did, you know, reach out, send messages and shit. Like, congrats. Like, I got married or had a kid or something.
I mean, hey, it's just like I said, like, getting past the first round of the playoffs is almost as good as a Super Bowl victory at this point.
So then I said, "We're going all the fucking way." I got on StubHub to get Super Bowl tickets. $7,500 for the cheapest seat in the house for the Super Bowl.
It's nuts.
So this is where I'm playing my card, Brohio Nation. I need somebody to get me free Super Bowl tickets. God damn. Dude, 75 for the top row and the furthest from the field. That's 7,500. That is a lot of money.
It's a lot of dinero.
I would not spend that for anything. If they guaranteed me that the Bengals were going to win, God came down on his fucking, on his Kawasaki Ninja and said, "Nick, they're going to win the Super Bowl," I would say, "I'm not fucking going for $7,500,
guys." Yeah, that's more than my car's worth.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, man. All right, speaking of cars, we got new Patreon pledges. First up, Rob Spunkrag.
It finally gained life.
It's like, "I'm going to go get on Patreon. I'm going to." Yeah, he's finally.
After all these years.
He's no longer a little boy. He's not a little lad. He's finally.
After all this time?
He's grown up.
Always.
He's coming.
And next we got Justin Yodel.
Kylie Hall, thank you for the generous patron pledge.
I love that name.
And she also sent us a picture of her feet. She's got really hairy feet.
Sweet, sign me up.
Kylie, I'm sorry about that. She got hobbit feet. And someone needed to tell her. So she said, "Guys, if this is true, I've been told my entire life I got some hairy ass fucking feet. Tell me the truth. Call me out on the show." I said, "You got some hairy ass toe knuckles. You got hairy feet."
Calls him as we sees him.
Yeah.
Next, we got Angry Turtle Fucker, 69. I don't know if the turtle's angry or if he's angry because he fucks turtles, but either way, thank you for being a patron.
What the fuck is that? Abby Miller, a little bit normal on the normal side. Thanks, Abs, for the Patreon pledge. We really appreciate it.
Blake Hill. Thank you, Blake.
Alexis.
Love me a good old stripper name.
You ever heard of Alexis Texas?
Never. Who's that?
Look her up on Bing, dude.
On Bing.
Bing bong.
Yeah, Bing bong.
Yeah, look her up, dude. Check it out. Thank you, Alexis, for the Patreon pledge.
Thank you, Alexis. And next we got Andrew, who likes to commit Larson. Thank you, Mr. Larson. Larsony. That sucks, man.
And last but not absolutely least, Sierra Weber.
Sierra,
you mean so much to us, and we're so appreciative for
Is that Weber or Weber?
I think it's Weber. Weber, okay. Weber would be two B's,
I guess.
Weber, 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 but they don't fall down. Sierra, thank you so much. We've sent you a pack of Black and Milds in exchange for your loyalty.
Ooh, yeah.
And fandom.
Some Swisher Sweets.
And now we're going to take a pause. We're going to play a promo for you guys, not on the YouTube stream, but we're going to play a promo. This is from our friend Jerry Pauly and his partner, Amanda. They've restarted their podcast called Warning You Will Be Offended. And they talk about all the wild shit in the news, all kinds of, there's, you know, people getting pissed and shit on. They talk about all kinds of, and they're just trying to offend you.
We love Jerry.
And Jerry means more to this show than Rob and Nick mean to this show.
For sure.
For the sake of Jerry, go give a listen to Warning, You Will Be Offended. And we're going to play that promo right now.
Warning, You Will Be Offended podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Jerry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are the host of Warning You Will Be Offended podcast, where we pretty much say whatever the hell we want. We don't care who gets offended, including yourself.
Yeah, so if you're someone that needs to edit themselves around family, friends, coworkers, we're that podcast you can listen to and laugh out loud with us.
And we like to discuss a little bit of everything, a lot of fun stories that are going on in the news, a lot of stupid criminal stuff, and we do the fun fact of the week. Amanda, do you have a fun fact that you can share with us right now?
Approximately half of Australia's koala population has a strand of chlamydia. While different to the strand that affects humans, if a koala urinates on a person, there's a chance you can get an infection.
So that is absolutely incredible, and that's what you get if you listen to our podcast every week. So don't be afraid. Don't be politically correct. Come listen to our podcast and have a few hours every month to where you actually feel like you can be yourself.
So come on in and join us.
Hey, I'm back. I never even left on the real show. I just hit the marker button so I know where to put the thing in.
That's, man.
Where I know where to slide it in. We got a newspaper article for you this week.
We do?
LAPD officers ignore robbery in progress. Oh my God, where the fuck
Holy
did it go?
Shit.
Ignore robbery in progress to catch a Snorlax in Pokemon Go.
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
What's a Snorlax, Robert?
One of my favorite Pokemon.
You're a Snorlax, aren't you?
Pretty much. I'm built
yeah,
like one.
I'm built like a Snorlax.
Just fat and tired.
I don't even know what they look like, man.
Look it up, man. It's the perfect fat guy Pokemon.
Before we get going here, I'm gonna look. I think it looks like a moose and a turtle mixed together.
Kind of, sort. There you go.
And... Hold on. My wife broke the shower. All right, hold on. Okay, everybody, we're back. My house, it's been about an hour, roughly an hour of downtime here. Something like that.
Close enough.
The fucking valve stem inside my shower exploded. It stopped working.
Shut water everywhere.
The water in the house wouldn't turn. The water in the shower wouldn't turn off. My wife came down and said, I broke it.
We are 4 inches deep in water right now.
My hands are covered in black soot.
Yeah, Nick's got poop all over his hands.
There is a hair monster behind the wall. So where we're at right now is my wife just made a mad dash to Lowe's to get a new valve stem because the entire assembly is $200, but the valve stem is $50. There was another same valve stem by Danco that was like all shit. It had horrible reviews. And the old man there was like, here, take this one. It's got half the price. But the reviews online are like, this fucking thing doesn't work. It lasted for 2 days. So I luckily called her before she got out. I said, go back and get the mowing.
Yeah.
Go back and get the
Might as well. Yeah, something like that you don't want to risk.
I saw a Snorlax up there, too.
You did, man.
So
Snorlaxes are beautiful. Lazy creatures.
Two Los Angeles police officers were fired for ignoring a robbery in progress and instead trying to catch a Snorlax in Pokemon Go, according to court documents. According to the officer's appeal... Former LAPD officers Luis Lozano and Eric Mitchell were fired for willfully abdicating their duty to assist a commanding officer's response to robbery in progress and playing a Pokemon mobile game while on duty.
That's me. I would have done that.
They said duty. The incident happened in April 2017 at a Macy's in Los Angeles Crenshaw Mall. That sounds like a nice place.
Crenshaw, hell no.
According to court documents, a patrol supervisor called Mitchell and Lozano to respond to an apparent robbery in progress at the Macy's. Several police officers left the scene of a homicide to respond to the call. Mitchell and Lozano, meanwhile, were in the area but didn't respond to the call and instead backed down an alley and drove away. Oh, let's see here. I'm going to skip that part because it's all boring. A later investigation of video and audio evidence showed that Mitchell and Lozano discussed responding to the robbery but decided not to. Moments later, Mitchell and Lozano were recorded saying that a Snorlax just popped up at 46th and Liebert.
He reported that on like...
They're like dash cam. Gotta catch them all.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the two strategized how to best catch the rare, gigantic Pokemon. For approximately the next 20 minutes, the in-car monitoring system captured Mitchell and Lozano discussing Pokemon as they drove to different locations where the virtual creatures apparently appeared on their mobile phones.
Oh, that's great.
On their way to the Snorlax location, Officer Mitchell alerted Officer Lozano that a Togetic just popped up. Though Mitchell and Lozano did not catch the alleged robbers at Macy's, they did catch the Snorlax and the Togetic after harrowing encounters with the both.
That's what I wanted to know. If they got the Snorlax.
Gotta catch them all.
Except the criminals.
After Mitchell apparently caught the Snorlax, exclaiming, "Got him! Got him!" to get the Togetic and drove off, Mitchell said that he buried the Togetic and used an Ultra Ball on it and was still trying to catch it after quite some time. "Holy crap, man, this thing is fighting the crap out of me," Mitchell said, according to court documents. "Holy crap, finally, the guys are going to be so jealous."
And that's so great.
Both those officers are unfortunately jobless now.
Do this.
It gives new meaning. You got to catch them all, dude.
Snorlax, it's a pretty important catch.
It's
you
a
get
rare
that
one, right?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Me and I got a group of friends that you've never met. We always go out looking for rat titties.
Yeah, rat titties.
They said, "What kind are you looking for, Nick?" I said, "I'm looking for a Snorlax." They said, "That's a rare one. We usually leave those for the police officers." How about a rat titty? And I said, "That sounds good. That sounds good. How about we go fuck my shower up before we go find that Snorlax or that rat titty or that toe titty? What was that other one? A toe tit?
Togetic.
Togetic. Yeah, that's what I said.
It's an evolved Togepi." And that's fact.
I don't get Pokemon at all.
Love I got nothing. Pokemon. Love Pokemon.
That's why we got your boys for their birthdays yesterday. Yeah. Pokemon cards.
I'm gonna steal half of them.
They tear them fuckers open.
Yeah, they opened them earlier.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. I got nothing for the Pokemon stuff, dude. I have no idea.
Not a big fan of the card game, but I love the video games. They're so much fun.
My little brother had a Game Boy Color, I think. And he had Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah.
And I played that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It'd be like, and then pop up on the screen and be like, fucking ah. And then just start, you know, start going back and forth.
Hell yeah, man.
And then I get them because you got to catch them all.
Got to.
Speaking of got to catch them all, we're talking about skinwalkers this week. Some of you may have been along with us a long, long time ago when we did an episode about Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
Well, skinwalkers aren't just directly, I guess, cornered into the Skinwalker Ranch. Skinwalkers have been around for many generations. Skinwalkers, they're all over.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just isolated to Skinwalker Ranch. The reason it's called Skinwalker Ranch is because they had a lot of really bad stuff happen there. They think that are associated with skinwalkers. But there's a lot of twisty, turny things going on with skinwalkers.
Super fun.
I had a burp of bourbon right there. Man. And even some people think they've got the shrieks, the screams of skinwalkers captured on audio, video. And we're going to play some of those clips later on. And I even went through the comments to see what the experts said these things really were. So then I have some clips of skinwalkers just giving a hell, just fucking tearing into that ass. And then someone's like, "I had to fucking watch a Wookiee." And then I got some Wookiee sounds. I got some Wookiee sounds to compare with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to the bottom of what it was.
Hell yeah.
You know, a lot of time we don't work to debunk anything. We just put it out there as fact and we don't try and debunk anything. But
that's not our job.
No, we're not fucking scientists.
We're here for everybody.
Go listen to Warning You Will Be Offended with Jerry and Amanda.
Please do.
And then you can suck my dick. Because I'm not a plumber. Do I look like fucking Mario, Robert? Why didn't she come down here and get you the plumbing failed?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be fucked at my house if our plumbing failed.
I wonder if she knows I'm going to tear her plumbing up tonight for tearing the plumbing in the house up. You know what I'm saying?
An eye for an eye, brother.
You know what I'm saying? God, this fucking microphone. I swear to God.
Just give us some Blue Chew.
If I don't get some better equipment in this goddamn studio, I will quit doing this fucking show. I will leave everything behind, and I'll start a goddamn gaming channel where I play fucking Pokemon Yellow.
Dude, that'd be sweet. I'd sign up.
I'm not even good at it. I don't know if I'm good. I could have been the world's greatest Pokemon player.
Could have.
And I'd have no fucking idea. No idea. And I'm very hoarse. I sound like Miley Cyrus. It's because I did a lot of screaming at the Bengals game.
Yeah, I said it yesterday whenever you came to my kids' party. I was like, "Oh, man, your voice sounds fucking great."
But we love Miley on this podcast.
Love her.
So we're just going to keep drinking.
That's my bitch.
Can't say that word, Robert.
I can say whatever fuck I want.
She's your lady friend.
Nah, that's my boot. My boot. I love her.
You got to say something nastier than that.
She just seems so much like so much fun. Yeah, and this in a non-sexual way. I'm sure she is in a sexual way, but
I've never snorted cocaine, but I feel like if I hung out with her, I would definitely snort cocaine.
For sure, yeah.
A little booger sugar. They say that you can snort cocaine on a Friday or Saturday and be clean by Monday. That's like the weekend drug.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
Dude, I'm way too fat. My cardio's not good. I could never partake in something like it would fucking kill my ass.
Think it would stay in you for a little bit longer than that?
Me? Yeah, it would latch on to some gravy and ride a piece of sausage around my body until drug testing day, and it'd come out and get me.
Just ride out on a turd.
I just fly around on a piece of sausage, just floating on a big fat turd.
I think I ate too much cake yesterday because my shit is like green, like a bright, vibrant green. I don't like it. I think I'm dying.
Speaking of skinwalkers, so one thing I've never really partaken in my entire life is coffee. I've never been a coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee.
Love it.
You and I have talked about that ad nauseum before.
Yeah.
But I told my wife, I've just been waking up super tired in the mornings, probably because I got sleep apnea and I choke all night. But I told her the reason was that I just need some coffee in the mornings.
Sure.
So she surprised me with a coffee maker.
Okay.
She got me one of those little single serving Keurigs.
Nice.
And then got me some Death Wish K-Cups.
Dude, Death Wish.
Woo!
Holy shit, that's the only coffee that actually gets me going.
And I made a cup the first day. And I'm glad we're doing an episode about skinwalkers, because that fucking coffee turned me into a skinwalker.
Oh, dude, it's gnarly.
I'll tell you why. I drank that coffee, and a half an hour later, I shit all over myself. My underwear was sticking to my fucking back, and then I was a skinwalker. I lumbered to the bathroom.
Don't check your heart rate while you're drinking that shit, because your heart rate's going to be high.
I had to undo my butt. Like, I don't even know what was wrong. I knew that my butt was all latched together, and I knew I had to undo it. So I undid my butt, and then I had to dip my butt in the water.
Man.
It was... And people always say, coffee makes me shit. And I never really been through that before.
It does, man.
Big boy like me that's been eating on Taco Bell and salads, drinking some Death Wish.
Clean you out.
It turned me into a skinwalker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking to shit yourself, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to let you know how you can shit yourself. It's by drinking coffee. And it, God damn, it woke me up. It felt like someone took my kidneys and banged them together like two coconuts.
Yeah. That's the only one that does anything for me, man. I can drink any other coffee. It doesn't fuck with me. But that, I swear, God, I feel like I'm on like cocaine.
Yeah. I tried to fart later today. I pissed all over myself. I don't know what the fuck it did to my body. I was burping and it hurt my eye.
It's a diuretic, man. It goes right through you.
It gave me a stuffy nose. And when I blew my nose, I got a loose tooth. That stuff had me all fucked up, man. I had all kinds of stuff wrong with me after drinking that Death Wish coffee. But Death Wish, if you're listening, that shit works, man. I don't know what you guys put in that grind.
Yeah, man.
Woo! The grind and the grind.
It's like we said, like I can drink tons of energy drinks. It doesn't fuck with me. The 5-hour energy drinks make me fall asleep. That fucking Death Wish though, bro. It was like that what's that fucking one medicine you can get in the medicine belt that makes NyQuil? That makes you lose weight. What was it?
Oh, God. I took it and almost died.
Yeah, it doesn't begin with
Slucky.
God, this is gonna drive me fucking crazy.
Adipex.
There you go.
Oh God, that felt so
holy shit. That's literally has to be a cocaine.
I took it at Disney World and I said, we gotta go to the hospital. I'm fucking dying. And I went to the hotel and fell asleep, and then 3 days later I look up, my wife's just naked over me. She probably fucked her shower up too. We had to get out of there.
Yeah, man, that shit. Steadily at 12 o'clock at night hits, I'm ready for bed. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go to sleep. I took it one night and I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, power washing the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking know what was going on, but that shit was wild.
I got to go put the dishes in the laundry.
Yeah. It was gnarly.
All right. Well, Skinwalker Ranch, also known as, we're going to start with just as a refresher here.
Okay.
This is from Wikipedia. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
Yeah. It's pretty underground.
Skinwalker Ranch, also known as Sherman Ranch, is a property located on approximately 512 acres southeast of Bilardle, Utah.
Mm.
That is reputed to be the site of paranormal and UFO-related activities. Its name is taken from the skinwalker of Navajo legend concerning vengeful shamans. If you're a shaman, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. And for those of you that are listening that did not know that I put this information in the closed group, we're actually in DMs with Brickzilla. Brickzilla likely will be coming on our broadcast. So he's a porn star with a huge dick. He's coming on our show. And we're in his DMs on Twitter, and he's writing back. He said, y'all be blessed.
We're in his DMs. He's in our BMs.
Yes, and that's how it's all. Yeah, it's coming.
Love it.
So the Skinwalker Ranch, I guess it's just a lot of goddamn cattle mutilations or cutting mm-hmm. pigs up and cows and all kinds of shit.
Yep.
So the original family, Sherman's, sold it to Robert Bigelow. Bigelow has used his wealth to provide financial support for investigations.
No relation to Deuce.
No relation to the Deuce at all. But he's used his money to support investigations of UFOs and parapsychological topics, including the continuation of consciousness after death. In 2016, though, I didn't know this, Bigelow sold Skinwalker Ranch for $4.5 million to Adamantium Holdings, a shell corporation of unknown origin.
Ooh.
After this purchase, all roads leading to the ranch have been blocked, the perimeter secured and guarded by cameras and barbed wire, and surrounded by signs that aim to prevent people from approaching the ranch.
Hmm.
That's Skinwalker Ranch. Which we have an earlier episode about Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
No, we didn't.
That's the other one. Never mind. That's Stardust. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing, different places.
Kinds of fuckery going on. The Skinwalkers have been around a lot longer than Skinwalker Ranch. I think that I got to put a marker in right there because I snorted a big old fucking booger out of my nose. And I don't want people to have to listen to that. Skinwalkers have been around a lot longer than Skinwalker Ranch.
For sure.
And we're talking about Skinwalkers in this episode, not the ranch.
Not the ranch.
Skinwalkers are deeply rooted in the Navajo Indian lore. We first heard about Skinwalkers in 1996 from the Sherman Ranch or Skinwalker Ranch. That's the first time that Skinwalkers came to mainstream America. There was newspaper articles that were coming out about the cattle mutilations, about all the UFOs, spotting that was going on
mm-hmm.
at the Sherman or Skinwalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. When translated from the Navajo language, it means by means of it, it goes on all fours. So a skinwalker is a creature, an animal that can shapeshifter from human to animal form.
Yeah.
But more than likely they're associated with animals that walk on all four legs, all four paws, hooves, balls. Some dogs walk on their balls. My dog masturbates. Bruce licks his penis until it goes. And I can't get him to stop. This is taken from All Things Interesting. Some traditions believe that skinwalkers are born of a benevolent medicine man who abuses indigenous magic for evil. The medicine man is then given mythical powers of evil that vary from tradition to tradition, but the power all traditions mention is the ability to turn into or possess an animal or person. Other traditions believe a man, woman, or child can become a skinwalker should they commit any kind of deep-seated taboo. So there you are, letting a ferret run up your ass like Jerry Pauly. And then all of a sudden you're a skinwalker because you're partaking in something nasty and taboo.
Man, I might have to borrow a ferret.
Ferret. Did you watch that TikTok I sent you about the gerbil?
Did you just send it earlier?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't watched it yet.
Oh, dude, there's a twist in it. You'll laugh so fucking hard. Good deal. It's so funny.
Good deal.
Traditionally, these skinwalkers always have animalistic features, even when they take the human form. And the only way to kill a skinwalker, there's a couple different ways. You can take a knife and you can dip it in ass. I'm sorry, ash.
Damn.
Do not put the knife in your ass.
Please don't.
If you do, send us an email.
We are not responsible if you do.
No, I'll be responsible.
Not me.
I have good insurance. Let's stick the knife in your ass. So you dip a knife in ash or you dip a bullet in ash and then you shoot the fucking thing or you stab the goddamn thing.
That's
said to stop the skinwalker in its tracks, and that's what'll kill it.
The great thing is if you either stab it or shoot it and it's just a human, it's going to die either way, so you don't have to worry about it.
And you're going to go to prison. So keep that in mind when you're out here looking for skinwalkers. You got to really make sure you're not getting a bogey, something.
Yeah, exactly.
Something more than you bargained for.
Be able to prove that.
Some details of skinwalkers are kept under tight lip. The Navajo Indians will not discuss with outsiders due to the belief that talking about the malevolent beings stirs them and makes their appearance far more likely. The Navajo Indians they keep all that information sealed up. They said, I'm not talking about these skinwalkers. And that's why it's hard to get information from the Native Americans about the skinwalkers, because they believe, they talk about it, then the skinwalkers are going to come around and take their fucking boogers and shit. You know, skinwalkers. Cemetery Terry can't even keep a skinwalker away. If you need one person for the job, it's Cemetery Terry. But he could not keep a skinwalker away.
Yeah, you'd think if anybody could, it would be him. So
he is not rooted enough in the Native American lore that he could pull off a defense of a Snorlax or a skinwalker. Then I'm very much believe in energy, power, and just anything that isn't prayer.
Too much work.
And I very much believe that the Native Americans are on a heightened level of sensitivity when it comes to these things.
Oh, hell yeah. Just a whole other spiritual level.
I think they have some deep connectivity to the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're dealing with a lot more, I should say, out-of-worldly things than we realize because of that deep connection to the spiritual realm.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, definitely.
And that's so cool, though.
It is.
That's really cool. I wish I was a fucking Indian.
Yeah.
Native American writer and historian Adrian Keene and Harry, he said they interviewed him about, he was one of the few Native Americans that would speak about the skinwalkers, but he said the Harry Potter series has been a huge problem for the Navajo Nation because in the Harry Potter series,
I don't even want to hear this. This is just fucking blasphemy. You don't talk shit upon Harry Potter.
There's a lot of skinwalker themed beings and creatures in Harry Potter.
They're shapeshifters.
Well, that's a skinwalker, is a shapeshifter. My poop shapeshifters. They come out of my body. They feel hard in my body. Out like splat, like Nickelodeon slime.
It's mostly people that can turn. They're called animagus, and they can turn into animals.
Animal anus. You guys heard it here first on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I think that he said that all of the people coming to the Navajo Nation are asking about these creatures they see on Harry Potter because they make the connectivity, the connection between the Navajo Nation and the skinwalkers. So then everyone's been flooding to the Navajo Nation to ask about these creatures, and the Navajo Nation's like, no, fam, I don't want to talk about these motherfucking skinwalkers, because once you get them going, they don't stop.
Yeah, that's something that they fear. They don't like. They don't want to talk about them.
It's not a game. We're fucking white people like us. Are like, if you're in here and you're miserable, clap the fucking wall with my head. If you're here, kick me in the balls. If there's anyone in here that's been hurt, please put a knife up against my throat so we can know if we can feel your pain. Those goddamn white people, dude, and they're ghost hunting and shit.
White people really do fuck everything up.
Yeah, and I wish you could have been there with me for that bookstore.
Oh yeah, no, me too.
We got to go back
for sure.
And
especially because I know I had so much of an in there. Like,
yeah,
I knew the person.
Yeah, weird. Small world.
Weird. Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like tempting fate at all during that time. I didn't say, yo, motherfucker, because some people, Zach Nutsack Baggins.
Yeah.
He'll talk to a ghost like he's the cum daddy of the ghosts.
He thinks he is. He's a total fucking Chad, though. So.
Well, look at me, Zach Nutsack Baggins, you fucking fruitcake, you paranormal fruitcake, you piece of shit. All you're doing is making things harder for guys like me who just want to kick back and watch the action. But here you are trying to agitate these things.
I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, if you want to piss something off, and that's how it's going to show itself, I would think.
He's a big, greasy fart stain. But
he looks like a guy that listens to Trapped.
Headstrong, take you on. Headstrong, take on anyone.
Yeah, he for sure listens to Trapped.
I know that you are a ghost. So come out and play with my balls. Zach, but I bet he's a miserable human.
No, for sure. No doubt.
I bet he doesn't even wipe his... I bet he has so small amount of people that want to hang out with him.
He stands up and wipes his ass.
I bet he doesn't even wipe his ass because he knows so good goddamn well that no one's going to want to touch it, eat his ass or hang out with him or be around him, touch him, talk to him, make out with him. No one's going to want to do any of that stuff, so he doesn't even bother wiping his ass. He just shits all over himself. He probably doesn't even use a toilet. He just shits and pisses all over himself because he knows nobody wants to hang out with him.
Yeah, I would agree.
Fuck you, Zach. Come on the show and fight us. That'd be a ratings.
The thing that sucks is like
ratings.
He's like a good looking dude, but he's such a fucking douche. Like,
yeah, he and you know what the thing is? If I was making that kind of money doing what he did, I would absolutely be, oh, come out. I know you're in here.
Do the same exact shit.
Come out and Satan and hail God. Come, fuck you, Satan. You can't do anything. Come out and you won't speak to me. Demons of hell, you won't. You're too scared. He's probably a cool dude in real life.
He probably is.
If we got him like in here in the studio,
besides tearing down the hell house before anybody could fucking look at it, what a bitch move that was.
Yeah. Well, it's all money. It's all about money, dude.
Still,
it's all about money and about being that only one that knows. Because then, if he takes the lid off, and you can see inside the jar, you can say, "Oh, this might be fake." No, he closes the lid. Can't look in that fucking jar.
That's true.
You're not looking in there. You don't know what's going on.
Like so quality control.
He keeps you guessing, dude. He knows what he's doing. Been doing it for a long time.
That's true, man. He's making a living off of it.
Probably can't suck his own dick like us. I bet you he can't.
I don't know, man.
We got to get him on here.
He definitely wouldn't do that.
He'd be like, no, I'll pass. Like,
nah, fam.
I'll pass. In 1996, a couple of outsiders were introduced to the legend after a series of inexplicable events occurred at their ranch. We're talking about Sherman Skinwalker Ranch. Terry and Gwen Sherman first observed UFOs of varying sizes hovering above their property. Then seven of their cows died or disappeared. One was reportedly found with a hole cut in the center of its left eyeball. Another had its rectum carved out.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're the fucking alien going down to Earth, and you come back with, they're like, we want you to bring back an ear, and you come back with a butthole, and you're like, I didn't know.
Message was not clear.
Got dick stuck in toaster. All I have is this slinky. Everyone loves a slinky. Hey, Gwen, out of here, check on the cows, and this one's missing his butthole.
Dude, I can imagine, like, if an alien actually coming down here, like, imagine one coming down to Earth, and then, like,
just imagine one coming,
finding a toy that one of our kids play with, and it's, like, the equivalent of us finding a toy from, like, the 1910s, like, fucking, like, Lincoln Logs or something, mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Wow.
Look how primitive and stupid these people are.
Speaking of toys, you see someone threw a dildo on the field for the Buffalo Bills game?
I didn't see that, no. That makes sense.
They threw one of them big old floppies that sticks to the wall. It's got the suction cup on it.
Yeah, it's like we were talking about. Fuck going to Buffalo, man.
Yeah, man, that's a different world. We're not going there.
No, thank you.
That was me that carved the rectum out of the cow, by the way.
Sorry about that.
The cattle the Shermans did find dead were both surrounded by an odd chemical smell. One was found dead in a clump of trees. The branches above appeared to have been cut off.
Damn.
One of the cows that vanished had left tracks in the snow that suddenly stopped. Quoting Mr. Sherman, if it's snow, it's hard for a 1,200 or 1,400 pound animal to just walk off without leaving tracks or stop and walk backwards completely and nearly miss their tracks. Terry Sherman said. Makes sense. It was just gone. It was bizarre. Perhaps most terrifying were the voices Terry Sherman heard while walking his dogs late one night. Sherman reported that the voices spoke in a language he didn't recognize. He estimated that they came from about 25 feet away, but when he couldn't see a thing, his dogs went berserk, barked, and ran back hastily to the house. On March 12th, 1997, Bigelow's employee biochemist Dr. Colm Keller spotted a large humanoid figure perched in a tree. Detailed in his book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, the creature was 20 feet off the ground and about 50 feet away, Keller wrote. He says, the large creature that lay motionless, almost casually, in the tree. The only indication of the beast's presence was the penetrating yellow light of the unblinking eyes as they stared fixedly back into the light. Keller fired at the supposed skinwalker with a rifle. We don't normally talk about guns in this podcast, but we have to in this instance. It left claw marks and imprints on the ground. Keller described the evidence as signs of a bird of prey. It was maybe a pterodactyl, maybe a raptor print, but huge.
Velociraptor?
It was just a raptor. A flying fucking raptor. This is what this guy said.
A raptor?
How much acid have you had tonight, Mr. Keller? And from the depth of the print, from a very heavy creature. So it was a fat bottom girl.
Yeah, buddy.
It was a chunk of dunk.
Bring it on.
This was only a few days after another unnerving incident. The ranch manager and his wife had just tagged a calf before their dog began acting strangely. They went back to investigate 45 minutes later, and in the field in broad daylight found the calf and its body cavity empty, said Keller.
Huh.
Most people know if an 84-pound calf is killed, there is blood spread around. It was as if all the blood had been removed in a very thorough way.
Makes good smoothies, man.
There was one summer, three eyewitnesses saw a very large animal in a tree and also another large animal at the base of the tree, continued Keller. We had videotape equipment, night vision equipment. We started hunting around the tree for the carcass, and there were no evidence whatsoever.
Strange.
And that's all going out. Skinwalker Ranch, where they think is kind of the epicenter.
The mecca.
Of all the skinwalker activity, I've heard a lot of people write about portals and possible traveling wormholes, or you can go in and out of different multiverses and dimensions there at Skinwalker Ranch. And one thing I've been reading a lot about lately is the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Like Marvel?
No. I don't watch fucking cartoons, you child. Swine. I'm talking about AI, like virtual reality. I'm sorry. So what the premise is for this metaverse is eventually we'll get to the point where we live solely within these Oculus Rifts, where we put these things on.
So it's just like the Matrix.
Yeah. And then you walk to work and you fucking pack fudge in a box. I don't know. Or you...
I'm packing fudge.
Or you just pack fudge?
Either way.
And my dad used to tell me when I was young, he said, you're going to pack so much goddamn fudge when you get older.
Still waiting on that day.
And I got a pretty good job. Like, people think I'm funny. They like me, and I like them, and it's a fun place to work.
Yeah.
But, Dad, I don't pack fudge.
Nah, I haven't seen a single piece of fudge since you've worked there.
No, I'm not even allowed to have fudge around, you know?
I'm not against it. I fudge.
I can't eat fudge in the break area. But
I love fudge.
I can't just be walking. I can't go to work and be like, hey, guys, I'm packing fudge today. They're not going to be like, hey.
Like, that's not we. Are you quitting? Like, that's not what we do here, buddy. Yeah.
Everyone, give him a break. He's packing fudge today.
Yeah.
So, Dad, fuck you for trying to tell me that I was going to be a fudge packer. You think your parents thought you're going to be a fudge packer?
Man, I don't know what they thought I was going to be.
Have you ever heard that... Rodney Carrington song? He's like, he's a gay factory worker from the South. He'll take what you pee out of and put it in his mouth.
No.
You never heard that before?
No.
He'll take what you pee out of and put it in his mouth. Rodney Carrington's good, man.
Man.
I'll let you handle this first scary story.
Sure.
You're the storyteller.
Let's go to the stories here. So let's see. My father owns a small delivery service that operates out of Farmington, New Mexico. We mostly deliver small packages. That's just like me.
The only packages I deliver.
We mostly deliver small packages out to the middle of nowhere that are too much of a hassle for the larger delivery companies to bother with. My dad is the only employee, and we have a few pickup trucks and a trailer. One day we get a delivery out to Window Rock, Arizona, on the Navajo Reservation, about 2 hours from Farmington. My dad gets the call for the job while he is chilling with his Navajo friend, Travis. His Navajo friend is named Travis.
That's fucking racist.
I feel like that's not right. And his girlfriend. Travis mentions how he got his family in Window Rock that he hasn't seen in ages, and suggests that they go with him. Now, I was about 6 or 7 at the time, and it was the summertime, so Dad decides we'll go down together. He can do his delivery really quick, and then Travis gets to see his family, and we can go check the Window Rock, the big rock, the face that has a large hole in it that goes to the other side. Pretty cool.
Drop off that small package.
There you go. We had to convoy in separate trucks since my dad's was loaded down with freight. We decided to bring along some walkie-talkies so that we could communicate with one another.
It says talkie-talkies.
It says talkie-talkies.
Oh, I love talkies. You like those chips?
Dude, talkies are the shit. Yeah,
they're good.
I like them. We spend our time in Window Rock. Everything is generally uneventful, and we went heading home along the old highway with my dad and I in front and Travis and his girlfriend in their trucks behind us.
Slut.
I honestly don't remember most of the Window Rock trip, but the next part I can never forget. We're somewhere on the highway between Window Rock and Gallup, New Mexico. It had rained earlier in the day and the road was kind of slick, so we were taking it pretty slow. On the left of the highway, there is nothing but sandstone cliffs, and on the right, there is a huge field separated from the road by a small barbed wire fence. We crest the top of this hill, and down at the bottom of the hill, we see what appeared to be a very large dog sitting back on its haunches, I like that word, its haunches, in the middle of the road facing the cliff. I just picture haunches like just a big fat ass.
No, dude, I'm laughing because when I was a kid, there was an old man. He was like a grandpa to us, but he would always come over and he would like watch us, take care of us. We called him grandpa, but he was just someone that always lived next door to us. And he was like a grandpa figure, mm-hmm. You know, and he would come over and watch us, and the dog would always hump my little brother.
So you're thinking of hunches.
And that dude would always start jacking off every time. Every time he would start humping my little brother, he would always say, "Oh, he's haunching him." He wouldn't say he's humping him. He would say he's haunching him.
That's funny.
So then there, I'm like eighth grade. I'm like trying to get with a girl. I'm trying to haunch you. What? Like conch? Like a shell? You're trying to stick a fucking seashell in my ass? What the fuck's going on? Or he's haunching him.
So my dad calls over the radio. "Hey, Trav, do you see that big ass dog?" Travis starts yelling back over the radio, "That is not a dog. Speed up right now and hit it." He sounds almost hysterical. He just keeps screaming, "Hit it. JJ, you have to hit it. Please, please hit that fucking thing right now."
Oh my God, I'm so fucking turned on right
now. So my dad starts to speed up and we get a little bit closer and I can begin to see it a little more clearly. It's covered in this brown, wiry, matted hair that appears to have dried blood all over it. It's still facing the cliffs, but the moment our headlights hit it, it turns and looks at us, and it has a face. I don't know how else to describe it other than a mix between a bear's and a human's face. It looks twisted and distorted and almost in pain. As we get closer to this thing, we start to realize it's actually fucking huge. Though it was still sitting on its haunches, it is about shoulder height with the hood of the truck. So,
God damn.
We literally get
a big poodle.
We literally get inches from hitting it when it lets out this scream that sounds like someone screaming as their lungs were filling with water, and it leaps backwards towards the field, landing just on our side of the barbed wire fence. Then with another leap, it was gone from sight. Travis comes to the radio again. "Holy shit, keep driving. We have to get out of here. We have to go faster." He keeps repeating this last part. "We have to get out of here and we have to go faster." Pretty soon we are speeding like crazy and just pull over to, and just as we start to come near the outskirts of Gallup, we get pulled over. Travis pulls his truck over with us. Naturally, this makes the cop, a Navajo man himself, very on edge, and he immediately asks why Travis felt the need to pull over as well. Travis says, "We just saw a skinwalker a few miles back, and it's been following us." The officer immediately turns white, stammers something about a verbal warning, gets in his car, and takes off. We do this the exact same. We didn't see anything else that night, but when we got home, Travis refused to let us leave without taking some kind of Navajo totem thing that was supposed to keep it away. Man.
Isn't that a cool fucking story,
That's
dude?
Really fucking cool, yeah.
I'd have beat the shit out of that dog. I'd have caught it, and I just would have fought it with my bare knuckles. Oh, my hair, my neck stand up a little bit. Now, my beautiful friend Joe sent me a text message and said, "Hey, they have that valve you're looking for at Home Depot. I had to replace mine a few months ago." So thanks, Joe.
Nice. That's awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it, sweetheart. He called me about a week ago, and I didn't answer because I was busy. I need to call him. I need to call you back, Joe.
Sorry about that, brother.
I do love you. This next story, I was a kid when this happened. My uncle and I were finishing up chopping, gathering firewood for my grandmother because it was getting dark. Driving back on a dirt road at about 30 miles per hour, give or take 5 miles per hour, I had this awful sense of being watched. Before I could turn to look out my window, my uncle quickly shouted, "Don't." I completely froze. My heart felt like it was beating out of my chest, then completely stopped when I heard a tap, tap, tap on my window.
Hell nah.
My uncle sped up and was loudly praying in my native language. I didn't know what was going on and thought it was overkill. Our truck suddenly dipped from the bed. My uncle then started saying, "Look at me and don't turn away," over and over again.
Shit.
Then I heard it again, tap, tap, but from the window behind me. It was getting harder for me to breathe, and I wanted to cry. A minute or two passed, and the truck dipped again. My uncle looked around inside. It was quiet besides the truck and the road. He looked at me and said, "We will ask your father to do a prayer in the morning so the evil will forget our faces."
Dude, that's fucking terrifying. That is terrifying.
I am scared to be in this room right now.
Hell no.
Oh, my God. "We will ask your father to do a prayer in the morning so the evil will forget our faces."
No.
I remember curling up on the seat and just staring at the radio, watching the time, listening to my uncle sing an old prayer till we got to my grandmother's house. I called my uncle because I had a nightmare about that night. We talked about it for a bit. He said, "I didn't see faces, just eyes, like brake lights you see on the road. It watched you." Before hanging up, I tried joking with him about it. "Why didn't you just step on the brake when it was on the back?" No laughter, just a pause. He said, "Because it wasn't alone."
Ah, hell no.
Oh, hell no. No.
I don't like it.
Fuck that, dude. Nah, if I ever see a skinwalker.
No, I don't like it at all.
I've traded fisticuffs with some of the baddest men on the planet. I've gotten the shit beat out of me. What's one more time by a skinwalker? Because if some stuff happens like that.
Man, I know it can hollow out a cow's asshole. I'm not trying to get fucked by one of these things. Those things are packing.
Yeah, dude. They got big old fucking skinwalker dicks.
They got big old Brickzilla dicks.
Oh, if you had to compare your dick to one creature. They probably got little red rockets like us. Like Bruce. They got a little red rocket like Bruce. Licking on it in the kitchen.
I'm more like on the... like a dwarf gnat.
If I had to compare my dick...
like a field mouse.
Like to an animal's dick. I would say like an overweight chihuahua is about the size dick I have. Or maybe like a Labrador retriever.
Yeah.
Not like a lab with a huge dick.
I'm like a hamster. I'm just all balls.
But I've seen a lot of dogs that I have a bigger dick than. So that doesn't make me feel all bad.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot less hairier than like a Pomeranian or something.
Yeah, I've never seen a bird with a bigger dick than me. Think about that for a second.
That's true, yeah.
Toucan Sam was probably likely hung like a horse, though.
What if birds had dicks like humans? They just flew around with big birds.
They just flopped around.
I bet big bird was fucking packing.
You go to the zoo, like that little screened-in area where you feed them nectar and shit, they land on your shoulder.
Just has his dick hanging out of the fencing.
Big fucking dick laying on your neck.
Just sagging down like monkey dicks.
Yeah. You're like, wow, that's a good looking bird.
Dude, monkeys have no shame, and they'll fucking sit there and wank it right in front of you, dude, and just throw it at you.
Jack off and spit it on you like a fucking drunk stripper. Yeah, it's disgusting. And now a brief 60 to 120 second pause from a couple of our dynamically inserted sponsors and advertisers so we can get paid that Skrilla. I wish when I rub the lamp, he's going to say, wish number one, I'm going to say, I want birds to have human dicks. I want to hear their balls like flapping their, like slapping their bird bodies when they're flying through the air.
Just want them to weigh them down. The dick's so big. You're like 75% of their body size. However big the bird is, you want it to have a 75% size wiener.
I want the dick to be at least three times the
it's like a dick with wings.
Yeah, better yet, I don't even want birds anymore. I just want dicks to fly around.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
And then if you want one, you just reach up and boop, snatch it out of the air and you take it. Take it wherever you want it.
Birds aren't real anyways.
No, they're not. Look it up. Yep. Birds are not real.
Birds are not real.
How about you grab this
next story. So this happened about 12 years ago. My family owns a farm in the heart of an Indian reservation. One winter, I was home for Christmas taking care of the farm while my parents were away Christmas shopping. As I was home by myself way late into the night, and I hear all of our cows start freaking out. This is a telltale sign. So if your cattle start fucking going crazy,
It's the one that killed Ralph, took out Ralph's butthole. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get the fuck out of here.
You know their buttholes are in danger. I knew it had to be the wild dogs that were rampant in the area, so I threw on some boots, grabbed a shotgun, loaded up, and head out to the field. This was a perfect scenario for a horror movie. It was cloudy, but there was a full moon, and it was breaking through the clouds just right to light up all of the snow.
Hot.
I ran out into the middle of the field, and just in time, I see two dogs. They were standing up, facing each other, and fighting. I think, perfect, two for one. So I pump a shell into the chamber of Mr. 12 Gauge, and then it happened. The two dogs heard the rack. They both stopped, looked over at me, and ran away on their back legs.
No.
I immediately froze, and every ghost story about skinwalkers and all the other native legends I grew up with flew through my mind. Keep in mind, I am a white guy, and up until then, these are all just boogeyman stories the native kids like to tell us to scare us. That night, they became real to me.
That's scary, too.
Yeah, you don't see too many dogs hopping up on their hind legs and hauling ass out, especially no. After eating a cow's asshole out.
I'm full. Let's get out of here. Now, a skinwalker is a person with the ability to transform into any different type of animal at will. And here's some interesting facts about skinwalkers.
All right.
They're most frequently seen as coyotes, wolves, foxes, eagles, owls, or crows. That really narrows it down. So pretty much any fucking animal in the wild is possibly a skinwalker. Keep that in mind. Next time you're trying to summon a cat in the Crackhead Alley there, wherever you live at, just remember that it might be a skinwalker. Some can also steal the faces of different people and could appear as someone you know. If you accidentally lock eyes with a skinwalker, they can absorb themselves into your body and take control of your actions.
Ooh.
So theoretically, a skinwalker could make you shit your pants. Next time you poop your pants, you can blame it on a skinwalker.
So anytime I do something stupid from now on, I'm just going to tell my wife it was the skinwalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, yeah. It was the skinwalkers that did that.
It was the skinwalkers.
I didn't mean to fuck your mom. It was the skinwalker.
It was not me. It was my skinwalker. rare skinwalkers, much like the Snorlax, can also have the ability to enchant the powder of corpses. Yes, dead bodies.
Huh.
And use the substance as poison dust on victims.
All right.
Stories of them, there's a lot of stories passed down from generation to generation about some skinwalkers traveling over 200 miles in one evening.
Damn.
That's straight getting it. That's some good MPG right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
Skinwalkers have a tendency to hang around graveyards and can dig up graves at an impossibly fast speed. And there were a lot of mentions about skinwalkers like rapidly digging up dead bodies,
mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find out why they dig up the dead bodies, which is really fucking weird. But yeah, they hang out in cemeteries a lot. While they can take many forms, I hope you see a skinwalker on the drive home.
That'd be sweet.
I hope you're driving over the dam and you just look out and some big woolly fucking beast wolf just jumps over the fucking car and you see its dick and everything just, you know, hanging.
I'm always terrified enough to see fucking deer crossing that road because how sketchy that road is already with the fucking dam. But I mean, yeah, skinwalker, I'd be really scared.
I'm terrified of hitting a deer.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah. Dude,
my dad hit one when we were a kid. He didn't hit it hard, but it literally shit in his back seat. And then when he was
literally,
dude, I was so fucking scared.
Wait, you were in the car too?
I was in the, it was a four door like dually truck.
Oh shit. Okay.
Back seat. And we're just cruising down, like right there where the Animal Resource Center, the new mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
You know, if you go past it, then it goes to the light further at Little York and...
talking about Webster or whatever?
Little York and Webster.
Yeah, okay.
So the long stretch on Webster between the Animal Resource Center and Little York.
Yeah,
and we're cruising there going towards the Animal Resource Center. And I'm in the back seat doing whatever, kid shit, and I... locks up the brakes, and I look up, and there's a deer in the headlights, dude, just like they talk about. And the truck starts skidding sideways, and he straightens it out. Still slamming on the... And this deer just sitting still. I'm like, we're going to blow this motherfucker's smithereens.
There's a reason why deer in the headlights is a fucking term. Like, yeah. They just blank whenever that shit happens. They don't know what the fuck to do. And they're stupid.
He hit the deer at such a, I guess, descending... he was slowing down so much. He didn't hurt the deer, but he hit it hard enough that it was like, you know, hit the hood of the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't hurt it, didn't kill it. And I was just like, what the fuck was that all about?
Man, I've seen some of the roads after a deer hit.
Like, oh yeah, dude, it's
and
bad.
It's just the whole entire road stained red.
Whenever I worked at the police station, I did dispatch. There was a
they'll total cars.
We had a Rolodex of just weird numbers. So we had a piece of paper hanging up on a little flippy thing, and on the piece of paper there was the FBI. There was a phone number to the White House. There was all of these weird phone numbers on here. Poison control, Care Flight, all of these super important phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought the White House phone number was pretty cool. I never fucking called it because not that stupid. But then there was the flippy thing, and then on the desk there was a Rolodex. And on the Rolodex was a lot of really weird phone numbers. There was some trucking companies, some animal removal people.
Probably like crime scene cleaners and shit.
Yeah, and then we got to the D, there was the deer kill list. There was probably 6 or 7 guys on there. And anytime somebody would be like, call me, I'm on such and such, and I just hit a deer. So then I would dispatch the police and the fire, and if they're hurt, whatever. And then I would hop right on the phone and call fucking Dale on the deer kill. I'd be like, hi, Dale, this is Nick from such and such police department.
It's just some fucking hillbilly who loves to eat deer.
I say, where is that at? And I say, it's at the corner of such and such. He's like, I'll be on my way. And the dude would roll out, pick up a fresh deer kill, and he would take it back to the house and cut it up and eat it, sell it, whatever, you know, whatever he did.
Dude, deer meat is so fucking good.
It is good.
It's so fucking good.
But yeah, I loved calling those guys at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, and they would... Hello. They would answer, and they would go, I'll be out that good truck. I'll be right out there. Yeah.
They seem like they'd be backwoods boys.
Yeah, and they would always go pick the deer up. They didn't care. Now, who gets the deer, me or the dog?
I got one question to house. Is the asshole still intact?
Yeah. I wonder if skinwalkers get to it or not. Do you know when the skinwalkers got to it?
I can better when they're nice and taut.
You think it's still warm or you think it's cold?
That's a crazy job to get into, man.
Yeah. While they can take many forms, many people who see them today describe them as hollowed out dog-like animals. I love my dog. I don't ever wish that upon her.
I love your dogs, yeah.
I do not want a dog to be hollowed out. I'm going to hollow out my wife later for fucking up the kitchen, fucking up the faucet. But.
Oh, man.
Skinwalkers are said to recruit more skinwalkers themselves. There's a skinwalker draft every
There's
year.
There's a recruitment list.
The first pick of the 2022 skinwalker draft. The Dayton Beelzebubs select. Randy. From, selects the delicious Nickalicious from the Brohio podcast. There's some dispute in how this happens, but some say that there is an official ceremony and that skinwalkers only take their form with a gathering of people and specific chants. With all of their advantages, it's said that you can kill a skinwalker if you simply call them by their true human name.
Oh, shit.
Cheryl.
Larry, is that you?
Delilah.
Oh, dude, Delilah. That's an old one. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Now, next up here, we have some fucking sounds of skinwalkers just doing
skinwalker shit.
Skinwalker stuff. Let's see if we can get this going a little bit for you guys.
Hell yeah.
This first one. Okay. I do not remember. This is just a skinwalker screaming. This is
cool.
This is on YouTube from 2019. It has around 600,000 views from Crooked 16th. It says, I believe I caught a skinwalker screaming on camera. I was hiking down a small canyon near Highway 15 when I heard several loud bangs. Then after a few seconds, screaming started to my left and right, like two things were talking to one another. I've researched the screams, and the closest sounding one I found is skinwalkers. I tried to find if anyone else has heard of, seen a skinwalker in the Gila National Forest, but came up empty, which is surprising because the area has a history of Native American tribes. Where is it?
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's, no, it's there.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Yeah, it looks like it's up.
Let's see here.
There it is.
Okay. He sounds scared.
Yeah. Yeah, listen real carefully.
You're such a piece of shit, dude.
Sorry.
I fucking hate you with all the fibers of my being. You're the worst human that's ever been a human.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
This next Skinwalker video.
It was really quiet, though, but you can still hear him in the background.
This one's a little louder. But at the end of this, this guy is just talking it through. He says, his YouTube channel is called Big Dill. It's a Skinwalker scream caught on camera.
Bridge line right now, about the, where the fence is at. And so behind this fence over here, there's a wood line. It's about 9:48 in the night. So we just heard a scream a little bit ago. I don't know if you can see past this, but so behind this where I'm pointing right now, there's a forest back there.
And can't
see
shit.
A pretty big forest. It's a state park. So there's nothing that's back there and it's protected, so I don't know. But we're back here and there's this fence right here that protects my friend's yard where we're at now. And from that, I don't know what you'd call this, but there's a pasture out here with a bunch of trees. You can't really see them. I don't know if you can see that tree or not. You see that tree right there, that fern right there? That's a fern. And then there's a bunch of other ferns all around. And then it gets more dense as you go back. But what happens is this creature comes up against this fence and it jumps this fence. And it was standing, we think, right in this where I'm standing right now. And my friend's inside right now. But I'm getting this footage. And...
What
did
the
you just fucking hear that?
Fuck.
That was fucking it. Oh. Fuck this, I'm out.
Bro.
I don't know what that was. That might have been a little bit.
He said, brah, brah, brah. Hell nah. Fuck this, I'm out.
And this next, and a lot of, you know, a lot of the research we found is sometimes the skinwalkers will disguise themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try and make it seem like there's someone that needs help or assistance, so you'll venture out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a video of a guy in a forest, a national park or something, I don't know. But there's a guy off in the distance that's like, help, help me. But this dude looks jacked. He looks mad. He looks emotionless, and he's not moving. But he's standing up.
Oh man!
Yeah. So I'll. It's really.
This says, "Cry for help from a misleading skinwalker." In case you want to watch it, this is on the old YouTubes.
I'll put it on the YouTube stream.
Okay,
real quick.
Cool.
You guys can see that.
Beautiful. And of course, it's filmed fucking vertically.
But you see how he's like, he's standing yeah. there perfectly fine.
Perfectly still.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No.
And he sounds like he is in serious distress.
Yeah, if somebody was in a lot of distress in the middle of a field, they definitely wouldn't be completely standing upright, not moving.
No, fully dressed. Looks like he's wearing maybe some coveralls and a farmer shirt. I can't really, it's just a silhouette.
Yeah. Hell nah. Oh, it's moving a little bit.
But you see how
it was like jerky.
You see how weird how it was moving all weird and shit.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, not at all. No bueno.
That was a good one.
No bueno.
Let's see.
Real or fake, that was still really fucking good. And I don't like it.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I'll slap that thing.
This is another video of purported, you know.
Skinwalker sighting.
Skinwalker screaming, and the guy says at the end, he says, "I need help, or can we get the fuck out of here?" He says,
"I'll video.
Here,
you video. Just you get it. Right.
Stuff back here.
And like, all right, guys, we're not, all right, this, you just got to see for yourself. Zach, this may end up on YouTube on a top 10.
If it does, it'd be cool. Sells in the shade.
Yes. Zach, I can't see crap, dude.
It's hard to hear, but off in the distance, you're...
Yeah, you can hear it. It's faint.
Yep.
Where is that coming from?
Can we leave? Like, please?
Can we leave?
He says, can I leave?
Fuck, dude.
Where is that coming from?
Can we leave?
That's fucking me, man.
Yeah, it sound, he sounds scared for his life.
My self-preservation would have kicked in, and I'd be like, fuck.
And, you know, I kept on reading reading on about these skinwalkers, and a lot of the people giving advice say, this is fucking creepy too, dude. They say the further away the skinwalker sounds, the closer it physically is.
Hell nah. No, dude.
Yeah, so that one sounded like it was miles away off the distance.
Yeah, so it was like standing underneath them.
So that means it was hovering over top of them or something.
Yeah, like I don't that. Like that at all. Not at all.
I want one. How do you buy a skinwalker? And then I, you know, me and my addictive personality, I started Googling how to summon a skinwalker. And then I found I've stumbled upon a Reddit thing, and the number one voted comment said, Native American here. Don't do that.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, listen to the fucking Native Americans. If they say don't fucking do something, or if they're scared of something, there's a fucking reason.
They're in tune with a lot of stuff.
They've been here way longer than us. They know what the fuck's going on. They're way more in tune with spirituality and with the lay of the land than we are.
It used to be. Not really anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
they're all drunk now.
Run fucking casinos now.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't do anything. If they tell you not to do something, fucking don't do it.
A lot of the YouTube experts say that what you're actually hearing, not skinwalkers, these are just YouTube experts, but these are bobcat screams.
I've heard that too.
Bobcats aren't all over the United States, but in some of these areas, there are bobcats. So we're going to listen to what a bobcat.
Ooh, bobkitty. Damn. Okay.
That's scary.
Have you heard the sound? You've heard the sound of the Aztec death whistles, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Those sound. It sounds similar to that.
Yeah. And here's another one of bobcats. This one made me laugh.
Ooh, it's a kid. Here he is. There's two of them.
Yeah, these are two big, bad fucking bobcats with
yeah.
big old ball sacks on
yeah.
them, meeting in the wilderness.
Walking sideways. Oh, they just started fucking. They're just standing face to face doing this to each other.
That sounds like my cat when there's too much shit in the litter box.
He doesn't know where to shit. Just finds one of your
what
shoes.
A stupid sounding fucking animal. But then going on looking for more sounds. This is probably the funniest one I found. This is a lynx.
Oh yeah. Big cat. Another big cat.
Well, bigger than a bobcat, but
yeah.
Some say
it's like a mountain lion kind
yeah.
of.
Some say a lynx can be mistaken for the sound of a
That's two of them. They just stand face to face and growl in each other's face.
They're just flexing each other in the street. Oh,
yeah, it's like a mountain lion bobcat. What they look like
on the YouTube. And I just love kitty cats.
I do too.
Much.
Yeah,
I
love
they're
cats.
So...
They're beautiful. Big cats are a beautiful thing.
But these things sound like they're about to start talking to each other. That one on the right just sounds like he learned to growl today. He's like, ah! He sounds like he just learned
like
how
a smoker.
Yeah, he just learned how to growl today.
He smokes catnip.
She had to try to take a shit on a log in the middle of the woods.
I love how they're like, they're face to face, but neither of them are looking at each other.
Yeah, they don't want to fight, dude.
they're just all talk.
Neither one of them want the smoke right here.
Now, look how big their fucking paws are, dude. Look at
dude,
those things.
I would beat the shit out of those cats. They'd kill my ass.
I feel like those are like teenage. Like
no, that one on the right sounds like he's about 6 months old. He's like, ah!
Yeah, I mean, look how big those fucking paws are. Those things are babies still. Yeah, hell no.
That is the sound of a lynx that does not want to fight.
No, not at all.
Those are not skinwalkers, you YouTube experts. No.
Mating season, man. They're trying to fuck.
They're just trying to fuck the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
So none of those really sound like what I would call a skinwalker, per se.
For sure. And I mean, those two cats, the bobcat and the lynx, I feel like neither of those cries would be, are loud enough or distinct enough to travel that far.
Yeah.
Because those they're funny and they're loud, but they're not as loud as what we heard the possible skinwalker cries were. Yeah. Those were fucking, those were sound like they were miles away. And I feel like I could have been, I could scream louder than a bobcat or a lynx.
Yeah, I could sound definitely as dumb as them.
For sure.
Now, skinwalker is usually described as naked, except for an animal skin. Oh, God, I want to fuck a skinwalker. Some Navajos describe them as a mutated version of the animal in question.
Okay.
The skin may just be a mask like those which are the only garment worn in the witch's song. Because animal skins are used primarily by skinwalkers, the pelt of animals such as bears, coyotes, wolves, and cougars are strictly tabooed in the Native American community.
Love me cougars. Love me some cougars.
Sheepskin and buckskin are probably two of the few hides used by Navajos. The latter is used only for ceremonial purposes.
Right.
So the Navajos don't use the pelts of those other animals.
Okay.
In order to not look like a skinwalker.
Again, that makes sense.
Often Navajos will tell of their encounter with a skinwalker, though there is a lot of hesitancy to reveal the story to non-Navajos or to talk of such frightening things at night. Sometimes the skinwalker will try to break into the house and attack the people inside, and will often bang on the walls of the house, knock on the windows, and climb onto the roofs.
Damn.
Sometimes a strange animal-like figure is seen standing outside the window, peering in. Other times a skinwalker may attack a vehicle and cause a car accident. The skinwalkers are described as being fast, agile, and impossible to catch. Though some attempts have been made to shoot or kill one, they are not usually successful. Sometimes a skinwalker will be tracked down only to lead the to the house of someone known to the tracker. That's fucking maniacal right there. As in European werewolf lore, sometimes a wounded skinwalker will escape only to have someone turn up later with a similar wound, which reveals them to be the witch.
Gotcha.
Skinwalkers use charms to instill fear and control in their victims. Such charms include human bone beads.
Damn.
I got a bone bead for you, baby girl. I got a big old crooked-ass bone bead. They're launched by blowguns, so not only does a skinwalker have the capability to hollow out your asshole, but they also carry around blow dart guns. Excellent information. Which embed themselves beneath the surface of the skin without leaving a mark, and human bone dust, which can cause paralysis and heart failure. Skinwalkers have been known to find traces of their victim's hair, wrap it around a pot shard, and place it into a tarantula hole.
Holy fuck.
Even live rattlesnakes are known to be used as charms by skinwalkers.
Damn.
And I started digging because I was kind of interested. I said, hey, are there any sightings of skinwalkers in Ohio?
Ooh, okay.
And I found one story here. This guy says, I live in West Virginia. But I work between there and Eastern Ohio.
I feel like if it was anywhere, it'd be in between West Virginia and Ohio. Dude,
that's where the grass man is.
Yeah, Eastern Ohio is terrifying. There's nothing but country.
There's big old fucking pot-bellied Bigfoots living out
there. Yeah, there's nothing out there besides land.
I'm a vendor. Don't want to say my company name. And today, something happened to me as I was strapping down my truck after I just finished service in a store. I was in Barnesville, Ohio, and was just securing my load in the back of the truck when I heard what sounded like, "Help me," from a wooded area next to the parking lot. I was parked on the edge. Naturally, I stopped and listened to see if there was someone in need.
There's a lot, lizard.
There's a... suck your dick, Rob Dog. There's a local Amish community, and a horse and buggy were parked about 30 feet from my truck. No one was inside. The sound was coming from the opposite direction. I listened, and sure enough, I heard it again. It was clear as a bell. Help me.
Hell no.
The thing was, it just sounded off to me, like it was just on the line of not being human. It reminded me of when you hear a crow talk, but with a higher pitch, as though it were a child or a woman and not so exaggerated. I called out to the woods, "Are you okay?" Nothing. I heard it again, only this time the horse was starting to snort and squirm. I've heard enough podcasts and read enough stories about things in the woods mimicking human speech to just say, nope.
just noped out.
I finished strapping the truck down and got the fuck out of there. I thought the skinwalkers were mostly reported in the western U.S. Has anyone ever heard of them being in the Appalachians? That was in Barnesville.
That's the appropriate thing you should do as a white folk. I mean, you don't go running in just fucking,
"Help me.
I got you, buddy." No, yeah. You fucking nope out of there. That's what you got
to
do.
One of my favorite things to do right now is to listen to crows talk on YouTube. Have you ever heard of crow talk?
Yeah.
Their speech is impeccable they sound incredible.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is really scary. And if you guys have never heard a crow talk before, let's give them a little taste of it real quick. Give them a talking crow. Meet Jack the Talking Crow. He's got a 581.
For
shut up, bitch.
Made us occasion. We things with us point.
How was the bird? yeah. That's not a very good. It's November, the talking
crow. How you doing? Are you stuck in the blizzard? Say hello. Say hello. Hey, hello.
Hello.
That was it. The second one. The second hello there was the bird.
The hello was the bird. Was the crow.
Hello.
Were you stuck in the basement because it's so much snow, huh? How are you? How are you? How are you?
How are you?
There it is. Holy shit.
I don't ever want to talk to a crow. I feel like some kind of black magic is bestowed upon you anytime you have to talk to a crow, man.
Man.
God, they're beautiful animals.
They're fucking huge, too.
They are really big. They probably take big old fucking dog shits all over your house.
Shit, big coiled up turds.
Shit's like a fucking, yeah. Shit's like a bull mastiff. Well, you feed that thing bologna?
I would assume.
You feed it other birds.
Yeah.
That bird definitely has the biggest dick of all the birds.
Weaker birds. Oh, yeah, for sure. Look at that fucking head. The head's almost as big as her hand. Look at that.
That beak looks like a switchblade you're using, like you're going to fucking rob a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, not fond of that.
You're like, God damn, that's a big bird. It's like, and the bird's like, how are you?
I just love how her curtains match her couch.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. Let's
see if the bird says anything else.
Pretty cold, buddy.
How are you?
I'm just cold. Are you happy to be up? I know, right? A lot of snow. I know. I know, right?
Oh my God. That's
bird.
It's like identical.
The woman.
It's the voice. Yeah, the timbre, everything. It's perfectly... It sounds like a fucking human.
If I went to her house and those nasty ass curtains touched me, I'd burn the house down. But if I was like, she's like, you want to see my bird? And I'd be like, fuck yeah. And then it'd be like, how are you? And I would just punch it. I would draw back and I would bring the hammer of Thor across that bird's beak.
I
would knock it out.
I would teach that bird such bad words.
That bird is the product of Satan. That is a byproduct of Satan himself.
Yeah. That's why they call them a murder of crows, man.
God, they're so fucking beautiful. I want one.
Cool ass animals.
We could teach all kinds of, but we could get one smart enough to just do this podcast for
us. For sure.
Be like, listen, bird, we need 7 episodes a week. Just you sit here and go, how are you? I just need you to sit here and talk to these people. We can make it sound just like us. We'd even give it like the one that sounds like me, we could make it sound like it has a jiggly neck.
We just sit under it and just like bop its throat every now.
So, the most important thing that I remember from this episode, if you are a skinwalker, send us an email for ohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Skinwalkers have red rockets. We did learn that, I think.
I would think so.
You don't want a crow. Bobcats are not skinwalkers. Lynxes are not skinwalkers.
They are beautiful. Beautiful creatures, but not skinwalker beautiful.
If you ever find yourself in a confrontation with a skinwalker...
Oh, constantly check your cow's assholes to make sure they're not hollowed out.
Yeah. You can... One thing you can do is to carry around a knife that's been dipped in ash.
There you go. And a bullet.
That's what I carry around on me. But chances are, if you have a close enough encounter with a skinwalker, you're probably going to fucking die anyways.
For sure, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Can they turn you into a skinwalker?
Yeah.
Or they just kill you.
They say that you can, I think the eye contact, it can kind of suck you, it can kind of possess you.
Okay.
So once you make eye contact with a skinwalker, it goes into your body and it can take you over. And then if the skinwalker got into my body, he'd be like, I need a different vessel because this one, this one hurts. At the Bengals game, you know, stadium seating is weird and we didn't have aisle seats. So I was walking to my seat and my big fat Carhartt boot got stuck under the cup holder and I flipped forward face down. You know, when your feet get stuck and you just like keep on going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I fell so hard, dude.
That sucks.
It sounded like someone got in a car accident and then everybody at the Bengals game like, oh, God damn, buddy. Okay, God damn, motherfucker. Everyone like reached down and grabbed me and I want to get myself up, but they all started picking my ass up. Dude, I'm 280 of just fucking solid shit. I don't know what's inside me, but it is. If you try and pick me up, I feel like I weigh 8 times more than what I actually weigh. So I weigh between, I think last time I weighed myself like 275, but I try and pick me up, I feel about like 450.
It's a big beefy man.
It's just because I'm awkward to handle and I'm really close to the ground. So they started trying to pick my ass up.
They couldn't fucking do it.
The fucking Big Dick Danny next to me, the guy in the Zubas from 1973, he's like, I got you.
God damn.
And I heard him. He was like, quiet for like 3 seconds. You know that weird, really, really weird sound like when you are at the end of whatever you're trying to do. He was picking me up and he had his ear, he had his mouth right by my ear. And he went, I'm picking you up. It's a sound your fucking mouth makes right before you splatter a disc like a bowl and just like squash a disc in your back
when you've exerted every ounce of like force you have inside of you.
And he knew that he couldn't like let me go back down,
but he didn't want to fucking break it to you. Like, bro, I can't pick you up.
He would drop my big dumb ass in front of everybody like, oh yeah, man, you fucked him up worse than you. And the problem was that he wasn't picking me up, but I couldn't get my hands and my feet under me to get my fucking self up. So the old this guy had all of me, and he's like, I'll pick you. And when he made the sound, I'm like, I turned into a Snorlax. I just,
just buckled.
Buckled. I went all the way down. Man. I lowered my body weight. I went back down. And he said, are you okay? And I stood up. I'm like, are you okay? Because, yeah, you know, you were struggling there, pal. But he said, I help you.
He's giving himself a hernia just to try to help out a fellow bro.
He's probably my dad's age, too, so he was not picking my ass up.
Man.
If the place is on fire and he was the firefighter, I was burning to death. I was dying inside the fire.
You're fucked.
He's like, I'm picking up. That was a bad decision. Meanwhile, the Bengals are on the field winning the game.
It's all that matters, man.
And I thought I detached both of my Achilles from the back of my ankle.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to end the episode. I'm still dealing with a plumbing crisis on the second floor of my home. I do wish to get that repaired.
Go ahead, man.
Because if I don't shower in the morning, it will ruin my day. It will ruin my life.
Hey, you got to wake up early too, man.
Not really. All the water's off in the house right now too. So, knowing my children, they've probably saved, they've all saved up fat fucking turds.
Just for now.
And that's
dude,
why.
Dude, oh my God, I couldn't imagine if my fucking, I woke up in the middle of the night the other day and my son who takes diabolical shits was like, he just started dying laughing and was like, Dad, I can't get the toilet unclogged. And I'm like, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm fucking tired. And I'm just like, I walk in the bathroom and I'm just like, I can smell in there that he just destroyed the fucking toilet. And there's still toilet paper left over and there's shit all over the plunger from where he tried to break his turd in half, the plunger.
You flip the lid open, it's like, hi, how are you?
Like, can you get me the fuck out of here, buddy?
How are you?
But, I mean, luckily I've clogged up my fair share of toilets, so I know how to make quick work of a stopped up toilet.
That's what
I'm just like, done.
We have the downstairs bathroom, which I never use. Yeah. The other night.
That's my bathroom.
I said, I got shit. She said, go downstairs because she was doing her hair. And I said, I cannot poop in that toilet because every single time I poop in it, I clog this fucking toilet so bad. It's like it's never been pooped in before.
Yeah.
You poop in it. It's like, what is this thing right here? What am I supposed to do with this thing? He doesn't know what to do with a turd.
That was the same thing with our basement toilet when I grew up. That's why I had to shit outside in trees because I always get beat when I clogged up the fucking toilet.
Where are you going, Robert?
I'm going to the tree line. I got to.
I'm just going out back.
I'm looking for Snorlaxes. Looking for Pokemons.
That boy's going to be a fudge packer.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Skinwalker Ranch podcast. I'm
Skinwalker.
I'm Skin with my friend Walker, Texas Ranger.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.